Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 95.5.
Last night, Carlia and I finished watching a show. We got to the end of the episodes that have been made. It's Schitt's Creek.
Oh, cool.
So,
how many seasons is it?
There's only six seasons.
Six seasons?
Yeah.
I thought there was only like two or something.
No, six seasons.
Oh, wow.
And there's 14 episodes in the last season. So we watched season six, episode 14 last night. And can I just say, anybody who's been on the Schitt's Creek journey, the last few episodes, oh, my God. Anyway, that's all I can say. Because,
yeah, don't ruin it because I want to watch it.
Well, I don't have anyone to talk to about it because you've not watched it yet.
Well, Jimmy's watching it.
So this is what you said to me in passing the other day. And I was like, and I didn't really register. And then later I was sitting at home. She's like, I heard your voice just echo in my head. Jimmy's watching Schitt's Creek. Why is he watching it and you're not?
Okay. So, sorry, because one night he's like, hey, do you want to watch Schitt's Creek? And you know those
and
nights
like,
where
nah,
you
know, Tom's been trying to get me to watch it for months.
No,
but
you know when there's those nights where you just can't be bothered watching anything new? Like you don't want your brain to like work overdrive. You just want to watch something easy. I don't want to get involved in something new.
And so you'd gotten to the end of season 10 of Friends and so you went back to the start again.
No, I haven't finished Friends yet. But I did get a message from people yesterday that were talking to you on your Instagram, your personal page, that were like, Loggie, they were like giving me grief, saying, Loggie, you better watch Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, so I put up a Insta story that said, O-S-C-H-I-T-T, because it's Schitt's Creek. I said, six seasons done and I can't believe it's over. And I had a huge response. Like heaps of people were messaging like, yeah, we loved it, blah, blah, blah. And a few people messaged and said, hey, since you've been trying to get Loggie to watch it, we've started watching it as well. We're loving
cool.
it. Yeah. And I said, well, if you could bloody get Loggie, I replied, well, if you bloody get Loggie to watch it.
All right.
I'd have someone to talk to about it.
Look, I'm committed to watching season 9 of 10 of Friends and then I will jump on Schitt's Creek. But I've also heard that there's that Queen's Gamble or whatever it's called, Queen's Gambit. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things, man. I'm getting to it all right? I'm sorry. Speak to Jimmy.
Why? I don't understand how you watch something separately.
Because I go to bed at like 8:30.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. So now he watched an episode and then he got a few in front and now he's been watching it.
But it's something that you've both acknowledged that you want to watch. Surely those are the things that you watch together.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know, man, you know.
It's ships in the night, you two.
Yeah, we
so
are.
So weird.
We are.
I don't blame him. You do spend a lot of time sleeping.
Thanks.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
With Tom and Lonnie.
Now, yesterday I just had to go to St John of God Hospital. And may I just say, first time I've been in there, my God, everyone is so lovely.
Oh, great.
Nurses and doctors, I mean, well, just, and receptionists and everything.
A wonderful job.
Medical staff in general, my God, you're amazing.
They're on the front line there, mate.
Yeah, damn straight they are, especially in the area that I was in.
Yeah, right.
They're right into it.
Yeah.
I had to get, and do you know what the embarrassing thing was? I got asked a few times. Actually, so impressed because when you go in there, you have to fill out a form with all your details, right? And then you go into the waiting room and then they ask you details to confirm.
Yeah.
And then you go into a smaller waiting room and then the nurse asks you again.
Right.
And then before you go, you know, under, then the nurse asks you, like, it's great. And they ask you 100 times, do you know why you're here?
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, that's really good, you know, because obviously – I mean, it's just, you know, you don't want to be in there and you don't know why you're in there.
Well, that's, yeah, absolutely.
Well, like and a, also you don't want to be like, oh, you know, I'm just getting a routine check all of a sudden.
Just getting rid of a couple of
job,
my chins. And,
you know,
yeah,
whatever.
That's right. Yeah
right.
Yeah.
So that was really impressive. But I had to get gastroscopy. Yes. And I said to them, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm getting the tube down the throat. I don't know how to say it properly.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
Anyway, and so I had to be put under a little bit for them to do it.
Yeah, of course.
And the previous times I've been under, it's all been for mouth stuff.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
I've had my wisdom teeth, all four pulled out at once. And I'm like, I'm not doing it while I'm awake. So put me asleep.
Yeah.
And then when I was younger, I had an extra adult tooth growing on top of my one of my other adult
teeth. Oh, that's
teeth,
weird, yeah.
And I had to cut the top of my mouth.
Gross.
Yeah, and get it out.
Yeah.
So I went under for
Let's
that.
Let's go less detail.
Sorry. Anyway, you don't get teeth like this without pain. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so the anaesthetist came. You know, we had a chat and everything, and I was like, yeah, cool. And they, like, you know, put the thing in and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and I remember lying there. And they get you to lie on the side or whatever. And I remember lying there thinking, this isn't working.
Ah, yeah, I've had that thought.
I'm going to be awake.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, that was your great fear, wasn't it? Because you saw an episode of Nip Tuck where it happened.
Yeah, right? And I was like, nah, this is fine. Anyway, the next thing I know, I'm waking up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, happens.
And they're like, oh, how are you going? And so nice. The nurse that was there as well, when he was putting the needle in my arm, it was I was a bit like, you know, I'm on edge anyway, right?
Yeah,
and she just like... She just, like, put her hand on my hand, and it was so comforting, and I was just like, bless.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then so I woke up, and I was laughing. I remember kind of laughing, and then the doctor was talking to me, and he's like, you might not remember this. And I'm like, yeah. And then afterwards, the nurse is like, now, do you remember what the doctor said? And I'm like, no idea. But it was really funny. I said to the nurse, I remember thanking them for their service.
Oh, really?
And just continually thanking them
so
and
grateful.
Just saying, you are beautiful. Do you know what? People like you, I mean, amazing, you know. And I was really happy. I hope, you know, that I was nothing but nice. But I said to the nurse, oh, did I do anything? And she was giggling and she's like, what's your dog's name?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Wombi. She's like, yeah. She's like, you kept acting like he was on the bed with you.
Oh, what?
And you were like, Wombi.
Oh, no. Why did you film it?
I know.
I should have been there.
Yes. And she's like, it was really funny because you kept being like, Wombi, get off the bed. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
I was just screaming for Wombi.
Oh, my God.
And I was just laughing and laughing. And I was just like, oh, you guys are just, yeah, I love you
best.
Guys.
We're going to be so, best friends forever.
Yeah. And then Jimmy came at the end and I was like, Jimmy,
love
this guy.
Yeah.
They're like, Jimmy's here to pick you up. And I'm like, God, he's good. I love him. I love him so much.
So essentially you turned into that annoying mate who has a few too many and is everybody's best friend.
I know. And it was just, oh, bless. You know.
Can I just, on behalf of K-Rock as an organisation and Lauren herself, I'd like to apologise to the staff at St. John of God.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I love you.
Thank you for your work.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
So
K-Rock 955.
I'm going to chat about this pre-show. And I was surprised at your response.
Yeah.
Put it this way. So I've seen this article. It's on one of my favourite websites. You know, I've got, I did have Chimen.
Chimen's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It's been sold to Body and Soul, W-H-I-M-N.
And that's not fun to say, is it?
That was, no, you can't really. I mean, you probably
Body
could.
And Soul.
No, that was not fun. You're right.
Yeah.
Not fun at all. That was one of my favourites. And there's Kid Spot.
Yeah,
there's Mum's Net, then Grand's Net, and it's just where I like to get on the forums and, you know.
You love a hub.
It's just the girls supporting each other, you know.
You love girl, yeah.
Go on, what were you going to say?
What?
No, what were you going to say? What?
You
do
love girls supporting each other.
We get in there and we say, hey, you know, why did you buy that pram? Do you hate your child? That kind of thing. You know, just kind of poke the bear. Anyway, another one that I love is Honey.
There's
some great content on there. And I came across this one because I certainly wouldn't see it on TikTok because I'm not on TikTok.
You're on the cusp of it.
I might have
you
to.
You were so on the cusp.
We've got a K-Rock TikTok now, and so technically I'm obliged
No, you're not. But you should be. You should be obliged as a human because it's really good. It's where you get the majority of your content.
It's also where the Chinese government gets the majority of my
information. No, that's fake.
Right. So anyway, there's a TikTok that's gone viral, and it's people are losing their minds over it,
yeah.
And I don't understand why it's news. But essentially, a guy revealed the truth behind the letter W in the name Big W.
Mm.
He said, "You know, it could stand for a multitude of words: warehouse, wholesale, whatever you want, but it actually means Woolworths."
Yes. Mind blown.
Big Woolworths. So TikToker Toby Rosario documented the history behind the brand's name, much to the surprise of TikTok viewers around Australia.
Yep, that being me.
According to his clip, the name simply reflects the relationship between the store and its mother company, Woolworths Group Limited. So they actually started Big W back in 1964.
Who knew that?
One-stop shop for Aussies, right? So I don't know that because I was around in 1964. I'm not that old. What I did, right, was I knew that, you know, when you get like a Coles Myer voucher and you can spend it at like Liquorland, Kmart and stuff, I was like, cool, that's part of the Coles Myer group. Then, so Coles essentially owns Kmart.
I still didn't know that. Who knows that?
It's on the back of the terms and conditions. No, it's on the back of the gift card.
It says Coles owns all of these things, so happy shopping.
No, but why would you be able to spend a voucher at two different businesses?
I don't know. I just assume that they've just shook hands somewhere along the way.
Yeah, all right, I'll take the money and then let them spend it at your. You give them.
I don't know how business works. I'm not a businesswoman.
They're owned by the same kind of company.
Okay, I take your word for it.
It's like we've got sister radio stations. It's like a network arrangement.
I don't care enough to think about it.
So I went, okay, well, in my head, I went, okay, well, what has Woolies got? Oh, Big W, obviously. Big Woolworths, Big W.
Not obviously.
I did that like, I reckon I would have been 12.
Lies and slander.
Made that connection when I was like 12. Went, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And got on with my life.
I had no idea. This was new information. And when you're saying that people's mind was like, whoa, that was me. I was like, what? Big W stands for Big Woolworths? Why? What? Amazing.
Because they are. So what did you think it stood for?
Just Big W. What does Kmart stand for? Do you know what I mean? It's just a letter. Big W is what it is. Kmart. Is it Kells with a K?
It could be.
It could be Coles Marted. Big Martin Coles with a K. We're sounding cool. Here we go.
What does the K in Kmart stand for?
Cosmetics.
The company was incorporated in 1899 as SS Kresge Corporation. And renamed Kmart Corporation.
Kresge Mart.
In 1977.
You know how it's called K-Rock?
Yeah.
There you go. Things just have the letter K. Things just have the letter W. Mm. Big W. And I went on with my life. I'm like, all right, that's a name.
Who just
sits there and just thinks this stuff?
Coming from you.
Yeah, I think about stuff that's odd, not like on brand. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think about the world and stuff. Not like, ooh, that company must be owned by this
around one. Us. Hey, mate, obviously come from an advertising background.
Yeah, and all I'll say is this. I suggest there are more people like me that are literally finding out about this morning and finding out that Big W means Big Woolworths because they're owned by Woolworths and they are with you. Woolworths! Sorry.
Sarah,
I get triggered.
Sarah in Finesford, are you finding out this for the first time this morning?
Totally.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. And have you any shape or form? Have you ever walked into Big W and thought, oh, I wonder what the W stands for?
No, I've never. It's just Big W.
Thank you.
It's just Kmart.
Yes.
It's just K-Rock.
Yes.
K-Rock is owned by some Australian Broadcasters Association. It's not Big A, is it?
No.
Yeah. See? There you go.
It's not.
Doesn't make sense.
Thanks, Sarah. God, I want to kiss you on the mouth, Sarah. But
aggressive.
I won't.
We'll give you some movie tickets instead, hey?
Okay,
maybe you guys can go to the movies together.
Maybe.
Then, you know,
maybe we can.
See what happens.
Sherry and Leopold, is this new information that Big W stands for Big Woolworths?
Absolutely. I had no idea. I'm with you, Lobby.
Thank you.
Did you not ever...
Absolutely no idea.
Did you not ever think about it? You never even went, hey, I wonder what the W stands for?
No, Tom, it's so weird. You just go, it just is what it is, and you don't even think about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry.
I did know about the Coles Myer thing, but no idea with the Big W.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay, so we're halfway there.
So he's going to hold on to that for the rest of the day.
Jess in Nuke, are you finding out about Big W, the W standing for Woolworths, for the first time this morning?
100%. My mind is absolutely blown. No idea.
Thank you. Now, okay. Can I just also ask a side question, Jess? Whenever you've grabbed a Coles Myer card, were you like, oh, these must all own each other, all these businesses must be together in a big... Or do you just say, oh, yeah, I can spend money at all these businesses and that's great and just move on with your life?
I kind of just thought there was like a big huncho that owned all of them and, you know, all the money came to him.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Okay,
so you've backed up me there.
No, well, both of us are on the same there. Both of us are
All right. And finally, Jack the Snake in Clifton Springs. Morning, mate. Are you finding out about the W in Big W for the first time this morning?
I am, but I still have to say, Loggy, you still think pyjama pants are pants.
Oh, okay, that was yesterday, Jake, so whatever.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.